So what he says over here in this, he brings from a Zohar, something Shmavel al Ryan over here. Okay. He has a whole nother pshat. What it means, kol ha-koyis, kol mine akilu avid avodah zara. Okay. So we know that kol ha-koyis is kilu avid avodah zara means that we said pshat last time, right? Why is it like avodah zara to be kas? Because when a person is filled with kas, they think they're in charge, and that's therefore that's a gedder of avodah zara. That's what we said yesterday. He brings from a zoyar davar noira. Page 235. Uvazar Kodesh Parshas Tzitzave. It's brought on the Shari Kudusha. I bar nash kois. When a person gets upset, Okar mine nishmasa yilah kadisha lemishri ba'asa sutra achra. He replaces his neshama and he puts in its place a piece of the sutra achra, a ruach from the sutra achra. The da'iu bar nash demarid b'mare. Let's translate in English because it's complicated. He is considered a person who has rebelled against his master. You're not allowed to get close to him. And this is a key of the Pasuk in Eve that says, you were terif. You uprooted your own neshama. Why? The terif nafshay, that you took out your neshama, va'ashrei ba'ashrei elzar, and in its place you put a foreign koach. Ki v'men nechshavu avodah zara ikri. You know what's going on? You made room by being koyis. Neshama's not sticking around for someone that's being koyis. Neshama's not staying there. So the person replaced the neshama and he brought in a koach of the sitra achra that's now kind of like a, it's like a dibuk. It's like a new koach inside that's like raging. It's raging mad. The neshama doesn't get raging mad. Obviously, it's another koach inside him. Uman de ishtoi ime. And if you talk to this guy, kilus chaber l'avodah zara mamish. You're connecting to a foreign koach of avodah zara. The avodah zara mamish shari begave v'asu l'stakuliban. But you're not allowed to look at this guy. Like it says, al tifnu aloi lilim. V'adok siv aloi hei maseich aloi sasaloch. V'chol misavin isdachion bar mehai. Sure. And all types of spiritual impurities of tumis can become purified except for this one. Begin to misav gufa migoy umibar v'nafsha v'choylo misav. Because every other avera is very, very superficial. This avera got into your soul. So to do tshuva on this, you got to replace the insides of the kishkas of the thing. And even if you work hard and you got rid of that koyach zar, you still have to put a lot of effort to bring back your neshama. Because once the neshama left you, how much effort do you have to do to put in a to bring your neshama back? Ad kan l'shoinai. Okay. So I think it's unbelievable what he's saying here that basically it's a whole new daher, a whole new, you know, fundamental understanding of the concept of kol ha-koyis, kol minei kilu avodah avodah zara. It's a new level. Kol ha-koyis is kilu avodah avodah zara, according to this, is real. It's not a mussar concept that like, hey, you know, you think you're in charge. No, you actually brought a koyach avodah zara into your neshama. And now that koach of a tzar is guiding you, is dictating how you're going to, you know, what's going to be your next move. It's controlling you. That you're subject to this koach of a tzar. So it's pretty crazy. Now, okay. This is very, very deep stuff. Now, he brings the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday, that you're always supposed to go in the middle of the road. Fine. Now, he brings here a maisa from the Sefer Chassidim. But before that, he brings the V'derech HaTzadikim Hein Aluvim Vein Amolvim Shom Chapasim Vein Meshivim Vayinim Oysim Mehav Osmechim Bisur Valim Akasvayim Avayav Avakitzesh Shemesh Begvurasai. That we learn out from the concept of the Shemesh and the Yareach, the V'ayav Avakitzesh Shemesh Begvurasai. What's the greatest Oyav Hashem? Is a person that can be insulted in public and he will not react.
It is such a path to go.
He does it out of Avas Hashem. He does it out of understanding that what happens here doesn't really matter. So this guy said something, didn't say something, who cares? He doesn't let it get to him. He's able to control himself based on his Avas Hashem. That's Mamash Duvayav Kitzes Hashemesh B'Gvuras. It's one of the highest levels. In the Sefer Chassidim, it's a Grishmaka Maisa. He brings a Maisa B'Ben Shekibiris Aviv B'Yoyser. There was a child who had a lot of Kibir Aviv. Amr Le'av, Atam Mechabdini B'Chayai. I really appreciate that you give me a lot of kavod, but continue honoring me when I die. Which, by the way, in halacha is not so pashut. In halacha is a machloikas. Rabbi Kiveger talks about it. Others talk about it. Are you mechuyev for kibbutz avim? You know, to what level after they die? So, akopanim it says ani mitzavcha shetalin kascha laila echad v'atzor ruchacha shlo tedaber. Never act on your anger until 24 hours pass, until the next day. Or at least sleep on it. That's what I ask you to do. That's my parting wish to you, is that you need, please, you know, sleep on your anger. Don't act. So, as the story goes, so the father was nifter, and the husband took on some new business, and he had to travel for business. Before he left, his wife was pregnant, but they didn't know that. They didn't know. He comes back, and it was many, many years. He comes back in the middle of the night, and he hears, wow, so he's expecting to come home and find his wife. And he finds his wife, and he hears that there's a man talking to her in their room. So he was ready to kill them both. You come in here. What's going on over here? But then he decides, no, my father said that even if you're angry and even if you're upset, you cannot act on your anger. Shama sha'amra lo'isei bachar, b'na sha'etzla, k'var yeshanim rabbis. Then he heard that she overheard that she was saying to this man, who was his son, she says, it's been so many years since Tati left and I'm waiting. And I'm sure that had he known that you are his son waiting for him to come home to marry you off, I'm sure he would already. And he opened the door and he says, it's me, I'm back. And Baruch Hashem that I listened to my father's command and I waited patiently to find out before I reacted. Simchu v'simchu, sisus v'samchu simchu g'dayla, v'asu mishta l'chol ha'am ha'nimtzu'im, v'samchu harbi me'oid, ad kan l'shoyne, v'ashri mi, sh'nizar mikas kol yamov. Interesting story, right? But that's one of those stories, like the Rebbe said, I have a special kaas coat. It's a school for kaas. So the chassid asks the Rebbe, oh, really? Yeah, it's a very major skula. So he says, okay, what's a skula? He says like this, every time you're about to get angry, I have this coat in my closet, you come over to my house, you take the coat, you put it on, and it's a school that always works every time, right? So you know, the idea that most of the things that we tend to get angry about, if you let it slide for a few minutes, you realize there's really not much to get angry at all. So these things don't really necessarily add up, and they don't really matter in the long run. And that's kind of one of these tools to understand it. And besides anger, he puts into this chapter not to be a kapdan. How do they translate a kapdan? Oh, they don't. Kapdan. Someone who is easily offended and disinclined to allow insults or provocations to pass. So Chazal have one word for something that took them a sentence to describe, right? But a kapdan is a guy that's always makbid on everything. Everything, you told me this, you looked at me like that. You know, don't take everything so personally. It's a big yisoid in life. Don't take everything so personally. First of all, people don't usually mean it. the way you take it. It's not, even if they did, all right, so he meant it. Oh, calm down. Let it bounce off. Let things bounce off, right? That and someone that's makpid on everything that people tell him is going to lose his chokhmah, etc. If always Rav Nosson, he finishes off. He says, "Melamed shi other mamtin bedvarv lo yeh makpid al dvarv shekal makpid al dvarv meshakach is dvarv shekem etzinu b'moshe Rabbeinu." But he was makpid shachach as dvarav. So a regular person achas kama v'kama. So this is two midas that it says, and the Chazon Ish even writes, he brings a marin kasa and he maksik as a kapdanos maguna me'oid. Why? Because who do you think you are that you're so chashuv that everything people say to you, you know, you take a certain way, calm down, let things go, let things slide, don't take everything so personally. So that's the two sides of the coin. There's the kas side, and then there's the kabdono side. And they're the two sides of the same coin, really, that a person should realize that not everything's up to them, and they should let things slide. And if something does happen, not to react a certain way. All right? So maybe tomorrow and Thursday we'll learn something about Shavuos. All right? Have a great